Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, April the 13th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. The On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Gavin VK7HGO. On medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.67 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, 7.14 MHz by Dale VK7DG, 14.13 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT, and UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Silent Key, Shirley Hardstar, VK7HSC. Shirley was born on the 1st of June 1941 in Tasmania. She met the love of her life, Max, while living in Wynyard. Hubby Max, whose nickname was Slippery, would gain the call sign VK7KY. Shirley became a qualified seamstress, but like Max, ended up working at the AWPM pulp mill in Burnie. Shirley worked in the packing area, sorting and packing photocopy paper, etc. Max and Shirley married and built a house at Sulphur Creek. Max continued working at the pulp, and Shirley no longer worked. Shirley and Max were quite the adventurers, touring Australia with a caravan, enjoyed boating and fishing, camping, the CB radio craze, and enjoying life. They were blessed with daughter Paisley. Eventually, Shirley wanted to get her amateur license and was surprised when Max came home with a heap of amateur learning material and said to Shirley, "I now cook tea, and you study for your license." After a while, Max and Shirley headed to the Department of Communications in Hobart, not letting anybody know Shirley had been studying, and she passed her licence, returning from Hobart as VK7HSC. Shirley dived right into amateur radio, enjoying chatting on the repeaters, playing on HF, and loved packet radio. We only recently disabled the packet radio station, which was in a spare bedroom. Shirley was a regular on the Sewing Circle net, and even on the night she couldn't join in, the radio would be on volume up loud in the kitchen as she cooked tea. Shirley loved attending amateur events, the NTARC gatherings at Myrtle Park, the yearly Meet the Voice at Ross, where one year Shirley won the Meet the Voice trophy. She also loved attending Myena Hamt Fest and the Lighthouse event at Lowhead, which she attended for the last time in 2019. For a while, I transported her to NTARC events so that she could socialise with the other club. They became NTARC members through Joe Gelston. He had repaired a radio for Max and Shirley, and they wanted to pay Joe, but he wouldn't take the money, instead using it to join them up as NTARC members. Shirley joined ALARA and would attend ALARA meets or join in their regular nets via HF or Echolink. Unfortunately, Max was ill for quite a while, and the radios were switched off as Shirley was caring for Max. Eventually, he ended up in care, so Shirley wanted to get back into amateur radio. One Sunday morning, she kept trying her 2-metre radio on various coaxes in the kitchen till she heard the broadcast. Fortunately, in 2017, numerous amateurs descended on Shirley's QTH, erecting a new HF antenna system and installed 2-metre and 70-centimetre antennas and radios to improve her station. Shirley was always trying to promote amateur radio, and in March 2019 organised and funded the bi-monthly Chat and Show, originally at the Penguin Rec Centre and then at the Ulverston Rec Centre. It was a great success and enjoyable, and ran till September 2021. In February 2020, Shirley was elected president of NWTARC and straight away communicated that the amateurs at the members are the club, not the committee, and encouraged members to meet up outside club meetings by distributing members' contact details from those who agreed to have them shared, as not everybody had the ability to talk to other members on air. Shirley wanted meetings business at a minimum, with chatting and show and tell a priority. Shirley proposed many groundbreaking and innovative ideas in her presidency till 2023, when she decided, due to her hearing, etc., that she wouldn't stand for re-election. Shirley loved the innovations in amateur radio. She was an avid user of the VK7RAA IRLP node, communicating to a friend in Canada as well as others. When we started an SSTV net on Mount Duncan, Shirley joined in sharing pictures of her crafts she had made. JOTA was an amateur activity dear to Shirley's heart. Max and Shirley assisted at many JOTA sites, and Shirley was still attending the Patton Park JOTA site in 2023, and if too unwell to attend a JOTA site, she would operate from home, giving scouts and others someone to talk to. Shirley was an avid participant and also stand-in net controller on the Wednesday Mount Duncan net and joined in on weekly DMR nets through a hotspot. In the last few years, beside amateur radio, Shirley enjoyed puzzles, games on the iPad, crafts and sewing, and you knew not to ring her when Home and Away was on. At age 80, she started crocheting and until recently was making beanies for premature babies, delivering them to the local hospital. Shirley hated to see a call unanswered and would say a quick hello to brighten somebody's day. Shirley passed away peacefully at 4:15 a.m. on Saturday the 5th of April, surrounded by her family. She was 83 years old. It was our bi-monthly club meeting last Saturday and a minute's silence was held in respect to our esteemed member and past president. Vale Shirley, VK7HSC. And that was from Eric, VK7EV, the NWTARC news officer. Now, WIA News, final call 1 year on, spill the beans on the class licence. It's been 1 full year since ACMA launched the class licence. Now it's your last chance to sound off. The WIA wants to hear from every Aussie ham. Whether the journey's been smooth sailing or a static-filled slog, your voice matters. A huge thank you to over 1,200 amateurs who have completed the survey. If you haven't, then it only takes 10 minutes. Smash out the survey and let us know how the rollout really went. Got a yarn about proving your licence? Use the new call sign process in Antarctica or the territories. We want it all. Your answers are confidential, but your insights will shape the future of Aussie amateur radio. Deadline, tonight at 23:59. This is it, team. No second chances. Not a WIA member? Doesn't matter. This is open to all VK amateurs. Share it, spread it, shout it across the bands. Thanks for being part of the next chapter. Let's keep Aussie ham radio on the front foot. And that's 73 from the WIA team. WWFF SOTA, POTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. Stuart, VK7FADZ, ventured to the Mount Montague Summit in Wellington Park, a spot known for its panoramic views of Mount Wellington and the Huon Valley, and while at the summit, Stuart made 10 contacts, earning 8 points for the activation. It was great to see VK7 hunters featured in his log. Rodney, VK7HAM, Al, VK7AN and Peter, VK7ZPE, headed out to the Trevallon Nature Recreation Area, a favourite among locals activators and most frequently activated park in the Launceston region, with over 25 activations. You can catch Rodney, Al and Peter calling CQ Parks every Wednesday, so if you're able, be sure to give them a call. Phil, VK7ID, has returned from his trip around VK3 and is enjoying well-earned rest. During his adventures, he activated 22 summits and 15 parks, earning a total of 118 SOTA points and making an impressive 388 QSOs. Phil operated primarily with an FX4CR radio with an IC705 as backup. The FX4CR, weighing in at under half a kilogram, is a highly portable rig, perfect for SOTA activations. Matt, VK7MAT, is back in VK7 after spending a week in VK5, where he activated 15 parks, mostly in and around southeast Adelaide, using his IC705. He thoroughly enjoyed his time exploring VK5, taking in some great locations and mixed band conditions. While he might not want to admit it, Matt, shortly after arriving back at Adelaide Airport for departure, realised that his antenna mast was still in the hotel room. The mast is now making its own journey back to VK7 via courier. And that's 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. A quieter net night that saw the following participants: VK7s, ZGK, ZAB, EV, ZCF, AAR, KT and AX, all sharing 35 photos. The main themes were murals of animals, Singapore tourist attractions from a flight simulator to the Rain Oculus Whirlpool Fountain, the Mount Officer ATV expedition of 1983, Limestone Caves, a series of cartoons on ageing, like it used to be Rock Around the Clock, and now it's Limp Around the Block. Other highlights were Hams Touring the UK, the Ross Hotel notice board on how to get your second beer for free, freight trucks from the 1950s and a recent traffic halting convoy of large steel pipes. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV gateway, but there were no international exchanges. He will try connecting up again next week at 8:30 p.m. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on the pages almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. At 73 from Andre VK7ZAB. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 o'clock, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that comes 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. It was with great sadness that we were informed of the passing of Shirley, VK7HSC. Shirley has been a remotely located member of NTARC for well over a decade, visiting the club rooms when an opportunity arose. I know Eric, VK7EV, has already provided a moving eulogy which reinforces how dedicated she was towards scouting over the years. For us, Shirley was the first on-air contact for hundreds of scouts that talked to her while attending the Jamboree of the Air, or JOTA, at NTARC's Rochelle Club Rooms. She never seemed to grow tired of nurturing each and every first contact, even through though the events were over 2 days. At NTARC's general meeting last Saturday, a minute's silence was observed on behalf of all members. Vali Shirley, VK7HSC, now silent key. Last Friday coffee morning saw a breadboard transmitter brought in for a technical showpiece. Well, not actually a breadboard, but more of a bread baking tin with an inbuilt transmitter. It was Nick VK7WW's latest creation, a single valve 80 metre CW transmitter. With the baking tin sitting upside down, it contained most of the electronic components. Located on the sides were sockets for the antenna and Morse code key, along with access to the coil tuning slug, plus an attached power supply cord. The bottom of the baking tin, which was being used as the top surface, had two valve sockets, a mini 7-pin socket for the lone 6AQ5 tetrode valve, and another much larger octal-style socket. The latter was being used as a socket for the plug-in crystal. The 8-pin receptacle evidently giving quite a range of usable spacings, depending on the crystal style being pressed into service. Being a 6AQ5, it probably was only looking at 3 or 4 watts output power, but the little unit has already notched up a successful 600km daytime contact with Jordan VK3ACU in Victoria. Evidently, Nick only really had one design criteria to test out. He wanted a chirpy sound to the transmission's recovered audio. Well, from a demonstration, I think you achieved that, Nick. There is a link to a video of the contact with Jordan included in the text version of this broadcast. We will let you decide if the keying is accompanied with a chirp or an owl hoot hi-hi. 600km, all from 4 watts, 1 tube CW. Colin VK7ZCF also brought in his now fully assembled and tested antenna matching unit for members to see. That's the one designed by N7DDC and is generally known by the name ATU-100EXT. A neatly constructed kit that is now ready for field testing and use, Colin. Last technical night, Ross VK7ALH continued his theme with transceivers from the Tentex stable. This rig came to the club rooms as a comparison in technology with the Tentec original Omni displayed last year. This version was the Omni 7, and as you might expect, it exhibited the same excellent level of construction. The rig wasn't in for repairs, but it was one from Ross's vast collection of radios, and it's just receiving a bit of once over. It is still a software-defined radio, or SDR communications transceiver, covering amateur bands from 6 through 160 metres, 100 watts output on all modes. However, this version has a fully functioned colour LCD display with band sweep, which gives you a snapshot of the entire band occupancy. There is an inbuilt audio antenna tuner, and the rig is fully remote controllable via the Ethernet socket on the rear. Versions of the Omni stayed in production for many years, with the Omni 7 still in production well past 2006. Thanks, Ross. I think this was the last version of the Omni released. For those of you that missed Andrew VK7DW's interview on the ABC Radio last Friday about the SpaceX Dragon FRAM2 slow scan TV test transmissions, a recording will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Pictures of club night equipment and the Kentish Ride checkpoint will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And now upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet session. Every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7WW. Club Rooms Technical Night Session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 16th of April at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee Mornings. Please note that due to public holidays, there will be no coffee morning on Good Friday the 18th of April and Anzac Day the 25th of April. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, secretary of NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. REAST ADX build update. We will have a final build night on Wednesday the 23rd of April, and we encourage builders in the meanwhile to continue their build and winding at home. At 73 from Justin VK7TW. April Forum Night, 3D printers and printing. Our forum night last Wednesday took the form of members letting us know about their printing adventures in amateur radio and electronics. We began with Paul VK7PEP and his Creality Ender 3 3VSE We then moved to 3D printing guru Len VK7ED. We took some comments online from Matt VK7MAT with his Ender 3 Max Neo, then David VK7AAE with his Ender 3 S1 Pro, and Darren VK4GEO with his Ender CRX. We moved to Ron VK7WRC, who is using an Artillery Sidewinder X2, then Lance VK7TO with his daughter's Flashforge Adventurer 3. Next was Lee VK7LEE with his TiVo Tarantula Pro, and we were fortunate that 3D printing guru, a new Reese member, Praj VKE4MPB / VK7MPB at XYL came along and talked about his Anchormake M5 3D and brought along some samples. We finished with Murray VK7ZMS and Ken VK7KRJ and the 3D print as a service, 3DPAAS. It was a great night of sharing, and we hope everybody is now more enlightened about 3D printing and printers. 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. April Presentation Night, Fire Detection Technology and Much More. This Wednesday night we will feature Rob and Harry from Indicium Dynamics, who will be talking with us about fire detection technology and much more. There are some very high-tech solutions that are being deployed in the field to detect fire in our wilderness. These high-resolution steerable cameras are scanning and interpreting visually using AI technology. There are also an array of sensors and indicators that use technology like LoRaWAN and MeshTastic to feed data into networks and provide early warning of bushfire and environmental measurements. When? April the 16th from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. Please note our presentation night has moved to the third Wednesday of the month, as our presenters will be on Lord Howe Island installing monitoring equipment. See you there, 73 from the Reist Committee. May Presentation Night, the Tasmanian Trail on an Electronic Unicycle. A huge thank you to Alan VK7KAN, who has agreed to give us a presentation on his recent expedition from the top to the bottom of Tasmania on an electric unicycle. Alan is currently doing this with his brother, who is riding an electric mountain bike. For those who don't know, the Tasmanian Trail is a 480-kilometre multi-use trail that runs from Devonport to Dover. Many of you met Alan at the ABC Studio Tour, as Alan is one of the technical services team and is taking a well-earned rest from seeing Tasmania up close and personal. Wednesday, 7th of May from 7:30pm in the QD Club Rooms and streamed. This should be a great presentation. 73 from the Reese Committee. Reese Forum Night, Antenna Confessions Edition. Wednesday the 14th of May 2025 from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Hey antenna wranglers and feline fanatics, it's time to get real about what's swinging in your backyard. This May's Forum Night is your chance to tell all about your antenna of choice, whether it's big, small, stealthy, floppy, or held together by hope and cable ties. What we want? Your favourite antenna, or the one you tolerate. The good, DX Glory. The bad, SWR Horror Stories. And the downright ugly, we've seen things. Dipoles, verticals, loops, yagis, fractals, coat hangers. No judgement, just good. Some good stories, laughs, and maybe some inspirational sympathy. Bring your tales, your pictures, your bent aluminium, and let's share what's working, or not, at your QTH. No PowerPoint perfection needed, just you and your antenna antics. Come for the stories, stay for the laughter, leave with new ideas, or at least some validation. See you there, 73 of the Reist Committee. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30pm AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30pm. in the north and northwest, VK7RG on 438.55 with a 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a negative 600 kHz offset, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. The north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. Reist Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group, from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist Wags, Wednesday Experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6pm in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and streamed. Reist 6 metres AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30pm. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC TestNet and TechNet session every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till 8:30pm. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7WW. NTARC Clubroom Technical Night Session. The next session will be this Wednesday, the 16th of April, at the usual time of 6:30pm at the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8pm local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group, net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node V56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30pm local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net, 144.190 USB. Events, Reist, April the 16th, Fire Detection Technology plus more, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30pm and streamed. Reist, May the 7th, Electric Unicycling, the Tasmanian Trail, with Alan VK7KAN from 7:30pm at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming. Reist, May the 14th, May Forum Nights and Tenor Confessions, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30pm and streamed. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres any takers, 10 metres VK7DG, UHF CB24 VK7FMAC, DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry. It's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, This is Idris, VK7ZIR, wishing you 73 and good DX to all.